Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. I recently had the privilege of attending the Climate Summit in Copenhagen, Denmark. Joining some 50,000 accredited delegates and observers, and perhaps two times as many more outside the Bella Center, where the negotiations took place, in what was at once an exhilarating and depressing process and response to the climate challenge. Some thoughts. First, the protests, largely peaceful, were demonstrations for, not against. Typically, such manifestations are powerful, sometimes violent expressions against an act. In this case, the thousands marching in the streets were advocating for more, not less, for more action, not less. And while the civil behavior of the demonstrators might have disappointed the news agencies craving the craven, it was exhilarating to be amongst a multitude of yay, not naysayers, who were committed to positive, immediate steps forward. Second, inside the center, as the days went by, it became apparent that the negotiators were at stalemate, a sometimes melodramatic, predictable standoff between the developing world and the developed, large and small, rich and poor, north and south, that was not to be resolved until the arrival of heads of state. Tuvalu walked out. The African nations walked out. The thousand youth observers demanded their future. It was festive at first, then showed ragged edges of frustration and fear that it was to be all for nothing. Third, in the midst of all this occurred innumerable side events, programs inside the center and at other venues around Copenhagen that focused on associated issues, forests, for example. In my case, I was there in support of an Oceans Day event held at the European Environment Agency, sponsored by an international coalition of ocean-related organizations promoting the inclusion of ocean issues in the negotiations. 6 months ago, the word ocean was not anywhere evident in the documents. Now it is up to 9 times in the preamble and elsewhere. This may not seem important, but without such inclusion, as things move forward toward binding commitments, ocean issues might be excluded from resultant action plans without these strategic insertions. One element of Oceans Day was the launching of a new website, www.oceanclimate.org, built by the World Ocean Observatory, addressing the complex, dynamic, and inextricable interrelationship between ocean and climate, outlining the current situation and key resources, suggesting solutions, and promoting an interactive forum whereby any and all of you can opine, question, or otherwise speak your mind. Finally, the outcome. Of course, no one is satisfied. The deniers were ignored. Indeed, a German journalist, after listening to U.S. Senator James Inhofe there to counter President Obama's acknowledgement of a climate problem, termed the denier ridiculous. The good senator, so used to being taken seriously in the rarefied halls of Congress amongst the safety of his fellow obfuscators, could barely muster a press conference and was de facto deemed embarrassingly irrelevant. Others felt the result was too little, too late. The Cubans were offended that President Obama engineered the outcome like, quote, an emperor. It was interesting to note, however, that the president of the Maldives, a nation immediately threatened with inundation by sea level rise, acknowledged and supported the $30 billion allocated over the next 3 years for mitigation and adaptation for the developing nations, and the provisional commitment of an additional $100 billion by 2020. If there was a singular success at the conference, it was probably the exponential increase in public awareness of the plight and needs of the small island states. But most importantly, the accord reached, indeed provoked by Obama, was, while not perfect, the only step forward possible. The Chinese blinked, the Indians came along, Brazil and South Africa rounded out the continental distribution, and Europe, unfortunately not present in the room, nevertheless agreed, and thus a geopolitical consensus was born. The negotiating parties, quote, took note, unquote, of the accord, which is policy speak for continuing the process, incorporating the terms toward an operational outcome that would be refined in interim meetings toward a final document to be submitted for approval as a binding treaty in Mexico City a year from now, a solution not defeated by any means but delayed. The climate crisis is a complex problem. It has many different manifestations, including such significant ocean consequences as acidification, lost biodiversity, coastal destruction, and poverty. Complex problems are not usually solved by anything but complex solutions. Our response to the climate challenge is a social process that, like any natural process, is slow, accumulative, and subtle. The simplistic demand for immediate and final action is probably a false expectation. My guess is that after Copenhagen, we are one step closer, but are we close enough? We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.